All right, y'all, let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we just thank you, Yah, for your many graces and your many mercies and your patience and your loving kindness. We thank you, Yah, for all of the things that you do. We thank you for the understanding that you continue to give. We just ask that you continue to lead us and guide us in all truth. Continue to work on our behalf, Yah, and help us to understand all that we need to do. In Yeshua's name, amen. All right, so today we're going to resume where we left off. The title for the message is Signs of the Time. So I think we stopped at Matthew 24 and 30. Okay, so I'll go back to 29 and then go forward. Alright, 29 says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. So I talked about this when I talked about, Christ, people going to be saying Christ is here, Christ is there, Christ is all these places. And I said to y'all, if the moon ain't darkened and the sun ain't gave his light yet, if that ain't happened, wherever they say they seeing Christ, if that ain't him, amen. Because this is the stage that's going to be set. This is the sign that's going to let you know that Christ come, right? So, again, immediately after the tribulation of those days, meaning some tribulations are going to have to come first too, right? Like, okay, all these things are going to happen. The tribulations have to come first. Then the sun be darkened and the moon not give her light and the stars falling from heaven. Okay, all those things have to happen. And the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Verse 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, right? So all those things have to happen first. Then we're going to see the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, right? So just so we know signs, these are the signs. This is the order, right? Order matters, right? So when it comes to signs. So if you see a sign in heaven and you ain't seen those other things first, then whatever that sign in heaven was, that ain't it, because it's got to follow this specific order, amen? Amen. All right? So again, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and they... And then shall all of the tribes of the earth mourn, right? So at the sign of Christ coming, it's going to cause all of the tribes of the earth to mourn, all the people to mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So when this happens, the stage is going to be set. Everybody is going to see this event, right? It ain't like it's going to be, oh, well, I saw it here, but he didn't see it here. No, the stage is going to be set so that everybody see it. All the people are going to see. That's how you're going to know, okay, yeah, this ain't no imitation. And this is the real deal. Okay. Verse 31, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So these are the steps you're going to see. When you see the sign of him coming in the sky, when you see that happen after the sun and the moon are darkened, then you're going to start to see the gathering of the nations of Israel. These are all signs. When you see this is happening, you know, okay, this is wrapping up. Amen. Now, verse 32 says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branches is yet tender and put it forth leaves, ye know the summer is nigh. So basically it's showing you how to look for signs. So it's basically saying, hey, when you see the leaves coming on the fig tree, when you see that event, that's the sign that let you know that summer is right around the corner, right? So it's saying just like that happens, when we start to see these signs that we talked about, that I talked about and I showed the videos on last time, it's saying when you start to see those signs, just know, just like summer is around the corner with the fig trees, when you start to see these signs, then know Christ's return is right around the corner. Amen. That's where we understand it. It ain't gonna be tomorrow, but these signs is letting you know these are the signs that this is coming. Amen. Okay. So, verse 33. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all of these things, know that it is near, even at the door, right? So we seeing these signs, it's just letting us know, okay, we seeing these things, that's letting us know Christ's return is at the door. Doesn't mean, oh, it's happening in 2 weeks, or we just know the signs, right? This is what to look for. So for example, when the fig tree come and the fig tree leaves show up, we don't know exactly summer going to be, oh, well, summer is going to be 2.34 days from it. You don't know. When you see the fig leaves, you just know the season, amen? And then when it arrives, but that sign is just letting you know it's the season. Now, verse 34. Go ahead. Okay. Verse 1, you say? Mm-hmm. Okay. You want me to read?
Not necessarily. The sign started at verse 1. Now, really, the first is verse 3. Read verse 3.
He said upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when these things shall be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world.
When he started listing out these things, those are the signs.
Amen.
But when our nation was, when our nation had to flee from Jerusalem in 70 AD, that was a sign.
Amen.
Jeremiah 30, verse 7.
Oh, okay. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it.
Now, look at the definition of trouble.
Okay. Verse 7. Trouble says tightness, adversity, anguish, affliction, distress, tribulation, trouble.
Tribulation. Our tribulation as a nation, when we fled Jerusalem. And that's what he's letting them know in verse 3, leading to where you are. Then he said, immediately after these tribulations, you gotta understand all of them. Immediately after all these things, shall you see the Son of Man coming.
I got you. Okay. I got you. So there are some things that have already happened, and then there are some things that are to be done. But all of these things have to be completed. And then the return of Christ. Amen. Amen.
That's what he that's why we discuss and teach in Daniel, the book of Daniel.
Amen.
Daniel 9, it talks about the crucifixion of Christ as a sign. It talks about the destruction of the temple as a sign.
Amen.
It talks about these different things. That's why Matthew 24 sent us to the book of Daniel. It helps us understand the signs.
Amen. We'll pick back up on verse 33. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all of these things, so like what Pastor is saying, all of these different individual things, okay, we know these are the signs, okay, this is happening, you check that off, okay, the things that have already happened as signs to let us know, then there are some few things that haven't happened that are signs that we are still looking for, amen, but it's, we have to be vigilant, I guess is the word. We have to be watchful. Again, verse 33, so likewise, ye, when ye see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verse 34, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So basically, you know, time gonna come on, but these things gotta happen. It ain't like it's an option. These things must be fulfilled. 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Right? So it's like what I was saying earlier. These are the signs. But it ain't like you can say based on this sign, oh, it's going to happen on this particular day at this time. But nobody don't know that but Yah himself. He's saying the angels don't know. You know, yeah, you can't calculate that. You can't figure it out. You can't, well, based on this, I'm going to, I hypothesize that it's going to, and you see a lot of pastors saying, it ain't going to come on this day. It's going to come on that day. Well, you see them all. Tuck tail and change the story and all those things that don't come to pass because they can't know that. It's telling you right here, no man know the hour, amen. So when you see somebody saying it's gonna happen on 2012, the calendar, Mayan calendar said the world was gonna end in 2012. That's what they were saying, right? Oh well, it's gonna happen on this day and blah. Nobody don't know that. Only I himself know. Amen. We can just observe the signs. And when we observe the signs, we just know certain things have to be fulfilled. Let's say all the things get fulfilled. We don't know the exact day or the hour when it's going to happen after those things get fulfilled. Amen. So even if it is all fulfilled, we can't say that it's going to happen at this hour and this day. Amen. We just don't know. All that's in Yah's hands. We just be prepared, amen. We see the signs so that we know what's going on and we can be prepared and we be ready for Christ's return, amen. But we ain't gonna know the hour, okay? Verse 37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So context for that, right? Yah had gave the decree to Noah, hey, go build this ark and go do these things and you get it all ready because I'm going to bring a flood, right? So Noah just followed the instructions. He was ready. He did what he needed to do, but it wasn't like he knew exactly when it was going to rain or anything like that. He didn't know that. He just followed the instructions of what Yah gave him, right? And while Yah had made the decree and Noah had done his part, everybody else was just living life like they was normally living it, amen. They wasn't aware of this. They wasn't preparing for this. They were just doing what they were doing. So, just like it says, but so as the days of Noah shall be, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, and the day that Noah until the day that Noah entered into the ark, right? So, you know, the decree was already out there of what Yah was going to do. He prepared Noah for what he did. He gave them instructions. He made provision for Noah in the midst of the judgment that was coming, amen, right? Well, so just like it was back then, that's how it's going to be in these days, right? For us as believers, we need to be led by the Spirit of Yah so that when the time comes, people going to be doing what they doing. They're going to be living life like they living life. They're going to just be doing their own thing. But just like judgment came then, judgment is going to come then now on a day when, you know, people ain't ready. Amen? Amen. Verse 39. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be, right? So they wasn't prepared. They wasn't hearing from Yah. They wasn't doing anything. And it caught them off guard. So it's saying just like it happened in the days of Noah, that's how it's going to happen when Christ returns. There's going to be people doing all sorts of things. And they're going to get caught off guard. Verse 40 says, then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other one and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour the Lord doth come. So it's basically telling you, when you start seeing these signs, we need to be watchful, amen. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready. We don't need to be playing. We don't need to be lollygagging, amen. We don't need to be doing those things. We need to be watching, and we need to be prepared, and we need to be ready. We need to be doing the things that we need to do. Verse that I stop at? Oh, verse 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. He would have not suffered his house to be broken up. So basically a watch is like, I think it's like a 6-hour window, right? So the way they did it back then is they had a watch from, let's say it was from 6 p.m. to midnight. That was a watch. Then from midnight to 6 a.m. that was a watch. Then from 6 a.m. to 12, that was a watch. So there was 4 watches, right? So it basically just saying, if the good man of the house knew the watch that the thief was going to come in, oh, I know he going to come from 12 midnight to 6 a.m. Then I'm gonna be ready. If he knew when the thief was gonna come, he could be ready. Amen. So again, verse 43. But know this: but if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. See, I ought to be there. I'm gonna be ready because I know this when he gonna come, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. So it's saying, whatever the watch is, we need to be ready. We can't be like, oh, well, this watch, I'm not going to be ready. No, we need to be also ready. For in such an hour as ye think the Son, ye think not the Son of Man cometh. For in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Right? So at a time frame when you ain't looking for him to come, that's when he going to show up. Amen. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. So basically he's saying, if you watchful and you doing what you need to do, at Christ's return, that is going to be a blessing for you, amen. Because Christ showed up. It was the hour where you were still watching. You were still on guard. You were still doing what you need to do. You were still being faithful. You were still following the instructions that you were given. And when Christ returned and he shows up with you in that state, it's blessed for you. That servant is going to be blessed. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verse 47, verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. So we let you know that if I can find you to be a faithful steward, if I can find you to be a faithful judge, then and when you ready, when ain't nobody looking, amen, and you got it together when ain't nobody watching, amen, because sometimes we like, oh, ain't nobody paying attention, I'm just going to chill and do this, this, and this. Well, for what we call to do, we got to be ready even when it ain't nobody watching, amen. We got to be ready even when it ain't looking like it's the time. Oh, it don't matter if it's looking like or not. I need to be prepared, amen. And that's what it's saying. If I'm prepared, then it don't matter what time he comes. If I keep myself prepared, he can come at 1 a.m., 3 a.m., 6 a.m. I'm prepared, amen. That's the state that he wants us to be in. That's the state of what he's calling the good servant. So again, verse 47, verily I say unto you, he shall make him ruler over all his goods. 48, but, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants. Smite means might. He should begin to thump, it says, pummel with a stick, meaning to hit. In any case, repeated blows. Blow with the hand or instrument. So basically to hit somebody either with your hand or your fist, it says, or a hammer, it says. to punish, to offend, smite, strike, wound. Okay, so it's saying basically, instead of being ready, you got servants out here who ain't ready, and they saying in their heart that, hey, the Lord ain't coming no time soon. And now they abusing their fellow servants, amen. They beating up on the fellow servants. Is calling that servant an evil servant. Verse 49, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. Okay, not only is they beating their fellow servants, they hanging out with the drunken, amen. Verse 50, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him. So for the servant that ain't ready, that ain't prepared, that ain't being diligent or ain't being vigilant, so the Lord gonna show up in a day when he ain't looking for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrite. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Right, so all of those things are the possibilities of what out there. So we have to be faithful servants, amen. We have to be ready. We have to be watching. We have to be observant. We have to be found doing the things that we need to be doing at all times, so that it don't matter when he come back, amen. If I'm found doing what I'm supposed to do at all times, I don't ever have to worry, amen. I don't have to be like, oh, well, oh. And you see it in how the world operate. Let some tragic event happen, then all of the people start wanting to show up. Well, you know, I don't know what it. You saw it at like 9/11. Y'all remember when 9/11 hit? And all the people started showing up at church with, I don't know what's going on. I don't feel safe. I don't understand what it is. I know I ain't been doing right. Let me try to show up to church now. Let me try to do what I know I need to do now. I knew all along, but now that there is some peril at hand, and I'm unsure and I don't know, then let me try to figure it out. Let me try to get right then. But then what happened? A few weeks later, they were showing up for a good while, right? Then a few weeks later, back the same old, same old. Oh, don't look like it's gonna be no great travesty, no great tragedy. Everything look like it's getting back to normal. Well, what people do, they start getting back to normal. Amen. They started doing whatever they were doing. They forgot about all those things. And so, with that being said, that's not the state that we want to be in. Amen. We want to always be ready. Amen. We want to always be seeking Yah. We want to always be diligent so that whenever that day happens, I know I'm good because my character say I'm going to be doing what I need to do. And that's what we striving for. Amen. All right. Matthew 25, verse 1. This is just giving another example of the understanding of what we're talking about. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom. So these are women looking to meet their husband. Verse 2 says, and 5 of them were wise. And 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So we had a total of 10 virgins. 5 of them, all 10 of them had lamps. Okay, I know I'm going to need a lamp for what I'm doing. 5 of them was like, well, I know also I'm going to need some oil for this lamp. If I'm going to need it to work, I'm going to have oil. 5 of them was like, the bridegroom ain't going to come no time soon. So maybe I don't need to spend no money on this oil or whatever. You know, when the time come, I'll figure something out. You know how people do. You know how we do. I ain't prepared. You know, I know this is coming, but, you know, I'm just going to wing it. When the time come, I'm just, you know, I'll figure it out. That ain't being prepared, y'all. Amen. That's just playing it by ear, right? So it's showing here the wise ones, they were prepared. Amen. They knew this was coming. Okay, I know this day is coming. I know the bridegroom is coming. Let me always have some oil in my lamp. Amen. Why would I ever go without oil in my lamp when I know this day is coming, right? So it's saying, okay, I don't know when it's coming, but if I'm going to be prepared, I might as well keep some oil in my lamp. All right, so we see the two circumstances. Verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried. Tarried means it took him some time. It didn't happen right away. Okay, well, they was like, oh, the bridegroom going to come. Then it didn't happen. I'm just using an example. That's not what this is saying. But let's just say for the sake of the conversation, for understanding, it didn't happen in 10 days. You know, it didn't happen in 30 days. So it's the same kind of deal. After a period of time, you get a little lax. I know he was supposed to come, but it's already done been 30 days. You know, I done spent my oil on something else. You know what I mean? In them 30 days, you know, he ain't showed up. Or he ain't showed no signs that he coming or whatever. Well, I ain't seen no signs that he coming, and I ain't even prepared. So, verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Right? So the issue wasn't the slumbering and the sleeping. It's just that while some were slumbering and sleeping, they had everything already lined up, amen. Because they all slumbered and slept, amen. So you can't just say, oh, why they slumbered and slept. All right? Now, verse 6, and at midnight there was a cry made, right? So here's the separator, right? They all slumbered and slept, but 5 of them before they slumbered and slept, they had everything decent and in order. So even though they slept, you know, they were prepared. Like, okay, if it happened in the middle of the night, I'm good because I got all my stuff together, right? So when they wasn't expecting it, verse 6, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him, right? So the assignment came. Hey, the time is now. We don't know how long it took them or how long they was tarrying, but the cry came, and it's letting you know, hey, the call is right now. Come on out to meet him. Verse 7, then those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. So they said, this is the winging. I didn't have it. Oh, but I see y'all got it. Hey, give me some of your oil. I need it right now. Come on. I wasn't there. They calling. Let me have some of your oil. You got some. You can spare me some. That's the mindset of what was going on. Let me just give me a little bit. I need it. You know how we are as people. So this is what we're going. So this is what's happening. Verse 8. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. We didn't have enough oil to keep our lights burning. Now we in the dark over here. Just give us a little. Help us out. Verse 9. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there not be enough of us. I can't share this oil with you, because I don't know how long this journey going to be. And I need all my oil for me to do what I need to do. I can't be taking my oil now because you wasn't prepared and giving it to you. And then now you don't make it and I don't make it because I done gave you some and my oil run out. And now we both in the dark. Amen. They say, nah. I can't afford to do that. So again, but the wise answer saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. I already in the purchase mind. I'm ready. I got all my ducks in a row. I'm ready to hit this train and get on where I'm going. You go on. You got to go to the store and get you some, because I can't share at this moment. It's too critical. So go on to the store and you buy your for yourself. Verse 10, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. So time came. The bridegroom came. The ones that was ready, they made it in. And the door closed right after all the ones that was found in the state that they needed to be in, right? They all made it on in. The door closed. Verse 11. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. We done went to the store. We got our oil now. The door locked, but let us in. Verse 12. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. I don't know you. Verse 13. This is the critical verse. Verse 13. Watch therefore. This is the parable that's the warning to us. Verse 13. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Amen. And that's what I want us to understand. In the days that we in, we just need to be always ready. Amen. We need to always be found doing what y'all want us to do. Amen. Always be situated where y'all can use us. Always be situated where we done did everything that we can do. Amen. And then whenever he come up, we don't ever have to worry. Whenever he returns, we don't have to worry about coming up short. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, that's what I'm going to stop right there. That was the last verse that I had. I just want us to have that understanding. Hey, these are all of the signs that let us know so that we can have some assurity. We've seen a lot of these signs already come to pass. There's a few more that we all need to be watching for, amen. But even while we watching and we're waiting patiently, we need to be doing our part and be where we need to be, amen.
Amen.
And that's what I want us to understand, amen. Any questions or comments?
So when you said that he came to get his brides, break that down. What does that mean?
Like, it's no different when Christ comes back. Christ is coming back for his bride. Alright, so we gonna have plenty of people out there that have the ability to be ready when he comes. Amen. That's what the analogy is saying. So just like in this case where these say it again.
You don't go to that place, right?
Okay.
And I already discussed that.
We understand that New Jerusalem is the bride.
Well, he ain't coming back to New Jerusalem. He said he's coming back for his bride, don't he not? He's coming back for the saints.
I see what you're saying. And the saints represent the clothing for the bride, is what we discussed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So as the saints, we just need. Okay.
If he comes, or when he comes, is the only way.
You say you asking a question?
Yes. When you come, is the only way that we'll be gathered is we have to be ready.
Yeah, no. He's gonna gather all Israel, but
he teaches us what we all should be. We all should be ready.
Okay.
It's like he's still ready. But when he comes back, he's coming back, as you just mentioned, to gather all Israel. Praise Uki. Praise Nimrod. Praise Sally Pearl. He's not going to leave now one of us in this strange land. Well, not everybody's
going to
be ready.
Amen. So let me ask this from the context of what we just discussed then. So in the context of what we discussed, is this period here for the for these 10 virgins like the period after Israel has already been gathered? So we've already been gathered, but we understand that even after we get gathered, we ain't going straight into the promised land. We still got to go under the rod, according to the scriptures. So there's a period between when we get gathered and when we actually go into the land.
When you look at the scriptures, they describe 10 virgins.
Mm-hmm.
10 virgins knew he was coming. All 10 of them.
Right.
The song was prepared. This is talking to us saved folks.
Hmm.
We as the body, who are so-called saved, we know that he coming. Are we going to be prepared? Or are we not going to be prepared? Because those who know that they're coming, those who know that he's coming, the scripture points out that there's God give this in your name. I did that in your name.
Right.
He says, get away from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Same thing that you just said here.
Right.
God don't know you, I know you not. First plan.
Amen.
They knew you were coming, but they wasn't prepared.
Amen.
All of us who know that he's coming and we still, for lack of a better way to put it, stupid enough not to get prepared, when he comes, he goes, now I'm who you are. Well, you have no arm in your back. You have to go get some now. Doors been closed.
Amen. Sobering thoughts. Hey man, that's all I have. That's good stuff. Good to understand. I just pray that we all be ready. Amen. Amen. Anything else that answer your question? Yes. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Any other questions or comments? If not, I'm going to close us out. Okay, go ahead.
When he say he's coming back, it'd be like two people in the field, he'll take one, mm-hmm. he'll leave one. So what's that represent?
So we've dealt with this before, but I'll answer your question. So based on what we understand, he's coming back to at that point. So we talked about it and even set it up, I believe, up here earlier. Where the carcass is, where the body is, the eagles will be gathered. So they're in the propaganda that they have out there left behind. They let them tell it. The one that's getting taken, they getting raptured. Well, according to what the scriptures say, it's the opposite. The ones that's getting taken, they being collected for where the bodies are, where the eagles is gonna be gathered, and the one that's gonna be left is the one that was doing what they was supposed to do. Amen. So you gonna see that happening. It's just like what I'm saying, you gonna see everybody doing their regular old thing, but while they doing it, the one that was out of line, they gonna get plucked up. The one that was doing what they was supposed to do, they gonna be left behind. The meek shall inherit the earth. And so that's what's happening. When you see it talking about the two women to be at the meal, and one gonna be taken, and one gonna remain. That's what we see happening. Amen. All right. Any other questions? All right. Let us close out. Yeah, we just thank you for the understanding that you continue to give us. We thank you for the clarity that you continue to give us. We just ask that you help us to continue to understand it and to walk forward in the understanding thereof. We just acknowledge all that you're doing. We acknowledge your plan and your purpose. And we just consider it a privilege and an honor to be able to receive your understanding and your word, and to be able to be ready for what it is that you have for us. That is coming down the pipeline. And we just ask y'all to continue to deal with all of our hearts and our minds so that we can continue to stay ready for whatever it is that you have for us. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.